This is GQDN for a finally Friday, January 30th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Find Quest Worthy.
Do it. It's good.
Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. Go check it out. And now you could watch us. I've got some free episodes up there. Go check them out. And by our good friends at stackup.org. So in today's news, on a finally Friday, we have a game coming to PlayStation 5 and it's free. Oh, we got a little tease from Blizzard for all you World of Warcraft Classic players. And Invictus is holding some open team tryouts. Yeah, we're going to the esports corner. But we begin today with Nintendo. According to IGN.com, if you play Dispatch on your Nintendo Switch, well, something got blacked out because it was a visual censorship in the settings that are enabled by default, with no option to toggle it on and off. But if you go to other platforms and you see or you play Dispatch on other platforms, you'll be able to see it. Now, I can't say what it is, because this is not just for adults, for kids too, but it is a body part that had to be covered up, and that's what Nintendo thought. So Nintendo did talk to IGN, and the spokesperson did say, quote, Nintendo requires all gamers or all games on its platforms to receive ratings from independent organizations and to meet our established content and platform guidelines. While we inform partners when their titles don't meet our guidelines, Nintendo does not make changes to partner content. We also do not discuss specific content or the criteria used in making these determinations, which means that Nintendo does require content on Switch to meet some requirements, and that will flag it when something did fall out or something that does not fit the Nintendo requirements. Nintendo does not change the game, which means that goes to the developer. So at the workplace, comedy game, which does feature superhero characters and adult humor, and that is Dispatch. And it does have some scenes that does have a frontal male and female nudity that players on other platforms would have to cover up. Now that doesn't just mean the body parts, but it also means the expressions, such as fingers, because those too were blocked on the Nintendo Switch. So if you have Dispatch on your Nintendo Switch, well, you know why. But that's not done on any other platform. Now, we know that Ubisoft is going through some stuff, but according to PushSquare.com, the game Beyond Good and Evil 2 is not going to be affected, even though it's expected to be canned or put on ice. But the project's creative director, Frazi Mesmar, did make a statement about Ubisoft's situation on LinkedIn. Quote, thank you for everyone who has reached out to me over the past few days in regards to recent news at Ubisoft. Myself, my team, and our project Beyond Good and Evil 2 are unaffected in recent changes. I would direct you to the official press release for information around the latest organizational structure. Needless to say, I'm saddened by the cancellations that have affected my colleagues in other parts of Ubisoft in the industry. I urge everyone, myself included, to offer support whenever and however they can during these times. We remain committed and focused on delivering a remarkable game for our players to enjoy. End quote. Now, Beyond Good and Evil is approaching 20 years since it was first announced, but it is still coming. So, if you're looking forward to it, well, it's still coming. And yeah, we're going to the esports corner because Invictus is holding some MLBB open team tryouts, which is the Mobile Legends Bang Bang. Now, the tryouts did launch 1 year after the Invictus gaming first joined the MLBB esports ecosystem. So, If you would want to apply, the players can apply by scanning the QR code that was on their social media post. And I will take players to the Google form to fill out the required details, contact details, social media, in-game name, and desired role, and more. And the form, Invictus Gaming did write, quote, "This tryout is open to passionate MLBB players who are committed, coachable, and ready to improve in the competitive team environment. Whether you're aiming to sharpen your skills or take the next step in esports, this is your opportunity to be seen." Now, Invictus Gaming did fail to qualify for the M7 World Championships in Indonesia. And since its last year, its highest achievement was placing third in China Professional Invitational 2025 Stage 1, losing 2-3 the Bing game in the lower bracket finals. And the tryouts will be happening soon. There's no date yet, but they are taking signups. So if you do play that and you're interested, you have to go check out their social media posts. But you might need a controller. There's a lot of gamers that are out there that really need controllers. Well, according to GamesRadar.com, and Burnick, which is a brand name in the gaming space, has come out with a new controller. And that's the RG G01. And this controller has a built-in heart rate monitor. Now, GamesRadar did show the best controllers that are out for sale. And right now, the RG G01 is either out now or is close to be out now. It is not out yet, and there's no date to its release. But it does look interesting. This could be interesting to some players too. According to Eurogamer, well, there's World of Warcraft. And Blizzard did tease something for the players that play World of Warcraft. As Blizzard did do the State of Azeroth. And that was hosted by the producer, Holly Longdale. And they went over a lot of things in both retail, the modern, and the classic World of Warcraft. But in classic, Longdale did say something before the playful cutoff. Quote, "I can say with confidence that all classic players across the globe will have a lot to look forward to. I'm excited to announce," and then she was cut off with, quote, "Holly, no," end quote. Now, there was a bunch of other hints that came before that post, and that was presumed by the audience as some sort of expansion of content to the classic World of Warcraft, dubbed Classic Plus. So, could it be Classic Plus? Well, the people are talking about it. Pretty cool, though. Something else that's pretty cool, if you play Super Robot Wars, why? DLC 2, Awakening of a Soul, will be launching February 6th. Komatsu.com's got that story. And there are some things going on with it, like a special mission, Battle Rush 2, Virus Status Cap Unlock, downloadable content, number 2 area mission, number 1, Omen, 5 new playable units, 16 new area missions, 10 onboard missions, lots of stuff coming. And this is coming to your PlayStation, if you want it. PlayStationLifestyle.net said there is a game that just showed up on the PlayStation Store, and it's called Artifact Seekers. It's a puzzle game that will be coming for a lot of trophies. So if you like puzzle games, it's right there for you. No show tomorrow. But you can still look up twitch.tv/dawnforge for the recordings. Which means you can find me at Joe Brums on both X/Twitter and Blue Sky. And you could also see me on twitch.tv/JoeSpace. For Golvin, he is at Golvin Versus. Go to youtube.com/Golvin Versus, twitch.tv/Golvin, or check out the monkcraftpodcast.com, because he will have some stuff up there if you play World of Warcraft. Go check that out, please. For the show, you can email the show@thegroupquest.com. X/Twitter, @GroupQuest, same with Blue Sky. Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest, and always at twitch.tv/dawnforge. That's where you can find all of us, because this has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. See you Monday. Until then, go play some video games, people.